Just warning.
All right, good evening. Welcome to the Bethel Township Board of Trustees, August 6, 2024, regular business meeting. Call to order time, 7 o'clock. Roll call, interim fire chief Sheba.
Present.
Fiscal officer Ross is absent tonight. Trustee Van Haren?
Here.
Trustee Reese, present. Trustee Dick? Okay, if you'll stand and join me for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Okay, no minutes to approve. Staff reports. See no sheriff in the room, so skip that for now. Report from the fire department. Mr. Sheba, if you please. It's on page 4 in your agenda.
For the month of July, we had mutual aid given was 9, received was 2, 1 was an extra medic for an auto accident, and then a medic run from Tip City. We did a total of 43 calls for service for the month of July.
Okay, thank you. Report from Planning and Zoning, Trustee Dick.
Since last trustee meeting, the following zoning certificates have been issued. There's case ZC-1724. It's 5345 State Route 202. It's an addition to the residence. ZC-1824. 2962 State Route 202, which is a pole barn. ZC-1924, 9490 Man Road, addition to the residence. ZC-2024, 8780 New Carlisle Road, garage addition. And ZC-2124, 9161 State Route 201, additional storage building. Since the last Board of Zoning Appeals, there's been no applications in process. Since the last zoning commission meeting, there's no applications in process. Year to date, we have issued in 2024 21 certificates, declarations received in 2024 is 4 variance requests, in 2024 1 variance approved, 2024 1 conditional use request, in 2024 0 conditional use approved, in 2024 0. Zoning amendments requested in 2024-3, zoning amendments approved in 2024-3. Miami County Planning and Commission is, they're gonna meet on, they have no cases before them. The last date was August 20th, 24. Since we had no cases, there was no need. Bethel Township Board of Zoning Appeals has no meeting in August, and the Bethel Township Zoning Commission has no meeting in August either.
Okay. Thank you. Report from the Township Administrator. So tonight on the agenda we have 5 resolutions. The first is to approve the Township's participation in the Miami County Commissioner's paving program. We're using John R. Jurison Company for the paving part of Wildcat Road. Next is a resolution to increase the fire department personnel pay rate using grant funds. Then a resolution to approve an updated rate schedule for cemetery fees, a resolution to appoint Eric Campbell as a full-time road department service worker, and the final resolution is to record the electronic payments and warrants. Also tonight, the trustees will discuss the administrator slash zoning director job posting, and we'll continue our review of the township's personnel policies and procedures manual. In addition, the applications for the position of fire chief have been received and will be initially reviewed this evening. Okay, trustee reports. Trustee Van Haren, you'd like to go first?
Yes, so still my Woodward Hill, West Charleston, Gravel Sewer Engineering Projects. I did meet with Tip City, I met with their new manager, Eric Mack, who came from their water and sewer department, so that's a huge help. And as well as Kevin Price, who has been with Tip City Water and Sewer for a long time and then moved into, I think, the role that Eric Mack left. Anyway, they have said that they are willing to bring my request for, and Woodward Hill's request for, the possibility of Wood Tip City redig that line and extend water to Woodward Hill. They'll bring it before their Tip City Council on a work session. He left it with his recommendation would be no, because it's incredibly expensive. They would have to obviously dig under the river, and that is a very cost prohibitive thing. But on the flip side, he said if he can't make that decision because it is totally up to his city council. So they're going to discuss that at a work session on the 18th of August. So that's it. Oh, I've talked to a few more folks on it, and so far I've got 100% support for not only West Charleston Gravity Sewer Infrastructure Engineering, but also the Woodward Hill. I think my list is up to 63, and I didn't bring that, but I'll give it to Rhonda, so she's got it. So that's all I have.
Okay, thank you. I'm next on the list. I don't really have a report this time. I was so depressed over the annexation vote that, I've been to some meetings and stuff, but no new news other than that. So that's it for me. Trustee Dick?
Well, we finished our two of our projects on the road so far. We're done with Singer, and we've got Gibson at Julia done, and now we're getting ready to start the project on Agenbrod at Pisgah. And then we'll probably move on to West Charleston Road. That's our goal anyway, try to get that in before the end of the year. I did stop by, as I told you I would, that owner's house there twice, and nobody was there.
Oh, okay.
So you live in the neighborhood. Perhaps
you
might want to.
I think I have his contact information.
Okay, you can send that to me.
Mm-hmm.
So we're moving on those. Our roads building is just about ready to go as well. They're going to be there tomorrow to set the doors, and then everything will be painted on the exterior. So we're going to clean up, spruce up a little bit. On the roads building itself, the playground equipment is tentatively set for the end of this month, and we're hoping that they'll be able to start sometime after the 28th, but that's tentative schedule. It's all subject to when they do others around us, and so far they're saying the 28th in that neighborhood. And I attended the Huber Heights meeting as well when they passed the annexation. I went also to the Huber Heights Planning Commission meeting. And it seems Bucky's is not all that friendly to some of the handicapped children as far as their restrooms are concerned, with some of the larger changing tables for children who don't need the smaller ones for the infants or whatever. And they were, a parents group was there to push that a little bit.
And for adults.
And I guess it's a nationwide thing that they're not exactly all that great with. So there's an organization that's trying to push that. And that's really about it.
Great, thank you. Okay, the financial report. Fiscal Officer Ross not feeling well today, so she's not here. We did include the receipt report, so you'll see that following the agenda, and the credit card detail for the last two statements. So we're caught up to date on that. Those are on page 7, if you wanted to see those. Okay, we have a couple of discussion items. I mentioned those in the administrative report. I moved those to the end because at the workshop, people didn't want to sit through them.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll get you guys out of here, and then if you want to stay, you're welcome to stay, but you don't have to stay for them. Okay, public comments on items on the agenda. We have none tonight. We have four forms, but they're all going to be in any section because they're not on the action items. Okay? So, action items. I'm going to fill these in as we go, so bear with me a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so first up, Resolution 24-08-078. A resolution authorizing the Board of Township Trustees to participate in the agreement between the Board of Miami County Commissioners and John R. Jurgensen Company for asphalt concrete resurfacing of designated roads. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
I'll second that.
Okay, any discussion?
None.
Hearing none, we'll call for the vote. Trustee Dick?
Yes.
Trustee Van Haren?
Yes.
Trustee Reese? Yes. So, resolution is adopted 3-0. Okay. We also will be signing the contract this evening. I'm gonna just hand them off to you again. I gotta listen to the next one though. Okay, resolution 24-08-079. A resolution authorizing the use of grant funds to provide an increase to pay rates in the form of 45 cents per hour to personnel of the Bethel Township Fire Department. Do we have a motion?
I move for the adoption of resolution 24-08-079.
Okay, and a second?
Here.
Second.
I can't remember right last names on this one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, any discussion?
I just want to thank Josh Ugrel, our interim assistant fire chief, for getting this grant. It's all the result of his hard work. You applied for 30, but you got 15, right?
Yes.
And if you do the math, which I didn't do, but Josh evidently did, that it works out that we, the township, can give a 45, can use it all. It gets a 45 cents an hour raise to all the firefighters, which is fantastic. We really are underpaying our firefighter EMS people, and we definitely need to address that sooner rather than later. This is, in my opinion, a stopgap measure, and I am hopeful that the we'll get on board and make it a permanent $1.50 an hour raise by soon rather than later. So thank you, Josh, very much for doing that. We appreciate it.
Thanks,
thank
Josh.
You.
Thanks, Josh. Anything else?
Mm-mm.
Okay. Trustee Van Haren?
Yes.
Trustee Dick?
Yes.
Trustee Reese? Yes. Motion carries 3-0. Okay, next up, resolution 24-08-080, a resolution approving the rate schedule for the active cemeteries in Bethel Township. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Thank you.
Seconded.
Thank you. Any discussion? Okay, hearing no discussion. Trustee Dick?
Yes.
Trustee Van Haren?
Yes.
Trustee Reese? Yes. Motion carries 3-0. Okay, next is resolution 24-08-081, a resolution to appoint Eric Campbell to the position of service worker full-time. Do we have a motion?
Motion.
Thank you. Do we have a second? Okay, I will second. Any discussion?
I do have some discussion. First of all, this job was never posted as a seasonal worker, and now we're making this person full-time. On the flip side, we're paying him $20.50, which I'm all for paying, and let's just be fully clear, I'm not against Eric Campbell whatsoever. I'm sure he does a fine job. It's just the procedure that was used to get him hired, first as seasonal and now as a full-time person. We've got firefighters in there, firefighter / EMS, earning $15, $16, $17 an hour with no benefits whatsoever. We should have at least given them the courtesy of opening it up to an internal candidate pool maybe they'd be willing to work, you know, 7:30 to 3:30 and then do their 12-hour shift and still keep up their firefighter EMS credentials and yet have those benefits. So I am incredibly disappointed with the procedure, not with the candidate. I think he's a great, I'm sure he's a great guy, but just with the procedure.
Okay. So I'd just like to say that, you know, we hired him because somebody walked out the door and didn't even come back for the 2 weeks. So we were kind of in an emergency situation. But he has done, from what I've heard,
an exceptional job.
An exceptional job, and has saved the township a lot of money by doing some maintenance and also some fixes on his own, installing the new vanity that we have, etc.
Right.
So when Trustee Dick requested this and recommended him to be full-time, I can't disagree.
Except for that we are not our own company. We are a government entity and we have an obligation to post our jobs, if nothing else, at least internally, to find the appropriate candidate.
I think we did that.
Well, when Billy, who was hired as a seasonal road worker, the last one, he's the one who left, there was no job posting when he became full-time.
But there was a job posting when he was seasonal.
Maybe.
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 And
but I agree it would be ideal to do that.
It would be ideal.
I'm not against the process or the procedure.
And we also,
as you know, I've been asking for that, and we have not been able to come up with a process to hire people. But I do agree with you. I think there should be a process, and hopefully we can get to that this year.
When we do the policies and procedures.
Well, it just seems to me that it's not our private company, so we should probably follow standard guidelines, which just say you post the job.
Where are those guidelines? Because we don't follow them in the past.
I'm not talking about the past. We're in charge now.
Did you have anything else?
Nope.
Beth, anything else?
Nope.
Okay. I will call for the vote then. Back to my paper here. Trustee Dick?
Yes.
Trustee Reese, yes. Trustee Van Haren?
No.
Okay. Motion carries 2-1. Okay, our final resolution tonight is 24-08-082, a resolution to record electronic payments and warrants. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
I second resolution 24-08-082.
Any discussion?
I don't have any.
Have any?
Okay. Trustee Dick?
Yes.
Trustee Van Haren?
Yes.
Trustee Reese? Yes. Motion carries 3-0. To public comments on any topic. We got 4 requests. Up first is Deborah Fritz on the water lines. And we have a new 5-minute timer here in case you weren't at the last meeting. So whenever you're ready.
Deborah Fritz, 5227 South State Route 202. At this time, Woodward Hill is not asking you, as the township trustees, for any cash output from Bethel Township at this point. We are asking for you to do the advertising for a bid for a possible project that Woodward Hill will pay the cost of the advertising. We have no firm idea what this project may cost, regardless of what the county's thoughts were several months ago. Again, the advertising needed to get these bids will be paid for by Woodward Hill Water, and there will be no cost to the township. On a side note, we had a major leak last weekend. When we finally found the leak, from a main line, we were looking at a 650 gallon per hour loss of water, and it took us several days to find that. So I have no idea what the billing is going to be on that. in past experiences, it runs well into the several thousands of dollars.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, next up, Jacob Copley. Hold on 1 second. She didn't use her full 5 minutes, so we have to wait for that. Okay, we'll just let you continue on that if you need to.
Maybe a digital time. Jake Copley, 5317, State Route 202. I didn't bring the little guy this time around. So, again, just here expressing my hope and concern for the Woodward Hills Water Project. Like Debbie was saying, we had a big leak, and that concerns all of us quite a bit. So, again, just here expressing concern. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Time. I'm going to use an alt time. Okay, next up, Nikki O'Quinn.
You can get your timer up.
Are you going to use the whole 5 minutes?
I don't know. It depends on how many questions.
Where did it go?
I can put a digital timer on it.
So we got the timer because, go ahead.
You're fine. I'll put it there.
Alrighty, Nikki O'Quinn, 7925 Wyndham Road. I'm just kind of curious. I was looking at your receipts and your payments, and there's an awful lot of voided transactions on these this time around. Basically, let's see. For the receipts, there was a 981 and a void on it. On 723, there was a 981, then the same day, there was a 6,105, and then on 731, they voided the 981. All right. Then on the payments, 269 void, then there was a 286 credit, 286 void. Miami County Engineering, 211. Credit, 211 void. The waste management one, 58621 credit, 58621 void, then another credit back. It looks like somebody doesn't know what they're doing in the accounting system.
So the fiscal officer isn't here, but I can answer some of why things are voided, especially at this time. So the AFLAC was probably an incorrect amount. We have difficulty with AFLAC because it's under a employee withholding situation.
Mm-hmm.
And
on the first transaction, the second one is the second two are standard.
Well, that's an offset. The two together are an offset of each other, right?
Right.
If I put zero in there, it doesn't give you any information. So I put the amount in there as opposed to putting zero, just to show you that what got. There also another situation that's been happening is. In the past, we've gotten some audit dings because the wrong account was used.
Mm-hmm.
So we're trying to do better at putting the right account in there, but we're still following the old pattern. Sometimes, like, that's our starting point is what was it paid under before. And so sometimes that's the wrong account, and we find that out and then correct it. Mm-hmm. So in that case, you have to void it and redo it. You can't just change the account.
Okay, because
but yeah, if you have
like I said, I'm just concerned because it looks like somebody doesn't know what they're doing. You haven't confirmed it per se, but you're basically having to figure out a new procedure. You are figuring out new procedure, new accounting codes.
A lot of the items that Rhonda that when she inherited the fiscal officer problem were categorized under things that they shouldn't have been, and that was brought to the attention of the FO, and she's not here to speak on it, but I ask about those questions as well. And the gentleman that was referred to us by the state or by the Ohio Township Association says there are certain things that you cannot put into these categories that had previously been done. And so when Kathy and she gets together and these bills come in or these expenditures come in,
they put them in and they automatically come up under the old system. And so they then have to be corrected so that they go to the right system now that we now have to use, or we should be using.
Okay.
Should have been using it the whole time.
I'm just going to clarify one thing. First of all, inherited the fiscal officer problem. Make no mistake, she ran for that office and she won, so she didn't inherit a problem. She perhaps inherited an accounting system, but she didn't inherit a problem. And second of all, the way that we're assuming that the fiscal officer, the traveling fiscal officer, is the end-all be-all. Maybe he is, maybe he's not. But to characterize the prior fiscal officer by throwing her under the bus and saying this wasn't in the right thing and what wasn't it, that's not fair and that's not correct. Okay? So please don't do that.
Well, it is fair. And it is correct.
Okay, so let's just answer her question.
Yeah, exactly.
So I don't know. I mean, if you have specific questions, I would go to the fiscal officer.
Right. Well, like you said,
there's only really two voided things on here, though.
Actually, on the receipt, there's two voids and one that I know. One that it was tied to the void. If you look at the $981 correction, the charge and correction, it was part of the transaction. There was some on the 23rd, there was a $981 receipt. Same day, that $981 is part of a $6,105.63.
And that's why it was voided above.
Right.
Because it was,
like I said,
was in the second one.
That's somebody not paying attention. The Aflac one, like I said, it's one of them was a withholding, the other two are standard charges. One that was, they were voided. One went in, one went out. And like I said, it just looks like, and you confirmed it, they're still feeling out the system. And I know that accounting guidance is one of those when you're audited. You see it one way, you look at your, I did budgeting for the federal government for 19 years. And I've stood for a lot of audits. And yeah, this is where you split hairs. Bean counters on the audit agency say no, it should be here. Everything I read said it should be here. But I won't argue with the auditors. It's like, fine, next time around it'll be fixed. But yeah, like I said, I was a little concerned because an awful lot of transactions, plus and minus. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Again, if you have questions, go to her because she can tell you what the specific situation was for
and why she did it.
Okay, next up we have Dawn Black.
Dawn Black, 7245 East Singer Road, Dayton, Ohio. Got several little topics. One on the Woodward Hill project. I continue to support that project. I've talked to some of my neighbors down on Singer. They are in support of that project as well. I have not gotten anything negative from anybody. Most people don't know where Woodward Hill is or the story about the water. Once you tell them what it is, they seem to be absolutely fine with it. Few of the things that Julie, I think you run on and all was in the last 2 years I was here, we couldn't get minutes approved because there was always something wrong with them. But we've not seen any minutes in 7 months now. The open checkbook, is that up to date?
I have no idea.
Was not, no.
A couple months ago.
But that's things that we thought that we ran on. You told Nikki to get with the fiscal officer. I'm by here probably 10 to 12 times a week, and I don't know when the office hours are for anybody. If we had a citizen in a township, how they would know to get a hold of anybody. I see your car here a lot of times, 10 o'clock at night, but I don't see any office hours of what we used to say was normal hours. We don't seem to have that. Wondered if you had worked out an annexation agreement or not with Huber Heights. After the meeting down there, I talked with several of the council people and the workers from Huber Heights, and they said that our attorney wasn't telling them some of the details of the annexation agreement because he wasn't quite up to speed on it. I know you changed the attorney, but maybe he needs to get with the old attorney and at least get the information, because I filled him in on a lot of things. Seem like they're willing to sit down and talk about that. I'm just going to say you're welcome. Nobody said thank you, but you're welcome for me coming up and unloading the fire hose for you. It was on a truck. It was 4,500 pounds, and there was no way to get it off the truck.
Thank you very much. I did not know you did that.
That is okay. But I did come up, break my tractor forks up, and unloaded that. In the last meeting, I brought up Singer Road, and I couldn't respond to anything, so I'll respond now. Andy and I looked at both of those projects on Singer Road and Pisgah, and both places, we explained to the people that those projects were not township business. That was not what the township had to do. Mr. Clark, Eddie Clark down there, he has a little bit of a memory problem or whatever, but he's a good guy. But where you fix that water, and I tried to explain that to him when I was down there, he does not own that property. He owns his home. Larry Miller owns the next home, but there's a 50-foot strip through there that belongs to the land off of Palmer. The lady that owns that is Barbara Lokai, and she owns that. There was nothing wrong with fixing it. I had told Clark that I was going to be busy the rest of the summer and into the fall harvesting, and that when I got time, I personally would fix it for him, but it would not be anything to do with Bethel Township. I looked at the property on Pisgah Road with Andy. We met out there two times with those people, and one problem was across the road of Agenbrod, and that guy ended up fixing that problem with a shovel. I did offer to help him. He said he thought he could fix that just fine. And on Pisgah, where his dog fence is showing and all, we explained to him that, again, that that was not township business. I told him if I had time late in the fall that I would try to fix that. You can say I'm buying votes or anything you want, but I can do that if I want to use my own time, and I explain that to them, and I don't use any resources from the township. It is totally fine. But I've done several of those projects when I was a trustee, and when I wasn't a trustee, I fixed many road issues and things like that. So I just kind of wanted to set the record straight on that. I look forward to seeing the minutes, the open checkbook. I look forward to going to Huber Heights and hearing that we have a annexation agreement. Thank you.
Thank you. So just to let you know a couple things, the minutes are not the priority right now. So we have been taping every single meeting, and you can actually hear this. This other machine doesn't work well. So in the past, when we did a recording, you couldn't hear what was being said. But the recordings are out there.
All we done was talk about the minutes.
The recordings are out there on the website.
And they were.
And in addition to that, we have signed the resolution since the beginning of the year, and those are also available on the website. And if you read the ORC, this is an acceptable means of minutes. So just so you know that. Open checkbook. Excuse me, Don, it's my turn. Open checkbook.
Uh-huh.
Open checkbook. They're working on finding out the procedure to update that. It has not been updated yet. For talking to the fiscal officer, it's appointment only. She has a full-time job, so she's in here in the evenings as well. But you can call the township number and leave a message, and that message will be picked up, and she will return your call and make an appointment. The appointment might be with Kathy, the assistant to the fiscal officer. Annexation agreement, we will not discuss that in open meeting. And thank you for the fire hose, taking it off the truck. Okay.
Just for the record, I didn't know that we had switched from written meeting minutes to just a recorded.
We haven't switched. We just have not started them. The fiscal officer and her assistant have been extremely busy.
I'm not talking about the time frame. You just said it's an acceptable form of a meeting minutes, and I feel like that's a discussion we should have. If we haven't had it, it's just a temporary gap. Okay, that's fine. The way I understood you was like we're switched to recording as the permanent meeting minutes.
No, I said we haven't had time to do the minutes yet, but everything out there would get people what they need between the recording and the signed resolutions.
You said that is a perfectly acceptable form according to the ORC. So
yes.
I got you. Wanted to clarify that.
I'm not saying we're not going to do the minutes eventually.
That's
I'm just saying at this point, the running, you know, getting everything paid and out the door has been the priority. Okay. So that was our public comments on any topic. Announcements. Tomorrow is the Historical Society meeting in this room at 7 p.m. Oops, sorry, I didn't put the time in there. There will be no BZA meeting or Zoning Commission meeting this month as we have no cases. August 27th is the next trustee workshop meeting in this room at 7. September 2nd, Labor Day is observed. The offices will be closed. And September 3rd is the next regular business meeting in this room at 7 p.m. Okay, so next we're going to do the discussion items. So if you guys don't want to stay, you don't have to stay. This is what we move to the end. So the first one is the administrator / zoning director job position posting. At the workshop, handed out an initial draft that was put together. So I do have some comments on it. Did you guys get a chance to? Well, Kim, you kind of created it, so. Mm-hmm. So here's my comments. In the necessary experience, some of it in there is, it starts with necessary, but then in the list it says preferred. So I think we should maybe pull some of those out. I don't think that the person necessarily needs to have state, county, or local government experience, just some kind of administration and management experience.
I would prefer that they had some type of government, both state, local, or state, county, or local government experience. I think that there's a lot to be said for that.
Okay, so would you be okay with making it preferred then?
Well, I think that if we're asking somebody to run our township and be the zoning, they have to have some background in one or the other of those. I mean, it's one thing to not have any experience in zoning if you're going to be the administrator, but you've worked in local government, or vice versa. But I feel like we're asking them, this position has to do a lot in the township, and there's a lot of I's that have to be dotted and T's that have to be crossed, and it's a big learning curve if they don't have any experience. So it's like an almost impossible learning curve. I feel like that's, maybe it doesn't have to be progressively responsible, just maybe it has to be work experience.
I'm okay with preferring. I mean, I'm the one that came up with it, so, I mean, it's all based on the amount of pay that you're going to pay anyway. A guy that just applied, take for instance, his salary when was looked up at the workshop meeting, his salary was well over $140,000 a year. So, I mean, you're not...
Well, and you're talking about the guy that's the fire chief that
has expressed
interest.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, he doesn't even have these things.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And that's one of my concerns, is that are we eliminating a bigger pool? And also, here we are in August, and we have somebody who has no previous experience, really, in state, county, or local government as an administrator, and, you know.
But you do have a degree.
It's gone okay. Yeah, I have a, I have a computer degree, though. Well, in business. So you're okay with preferred, I'm okay with preferred. I'd like to do the same thing for the land development plan review, site plan review, policies, also preferred. In the minimum qualifications, again, the bachelor's degree, I like, I'm okay with that, but I don't think it necessarily has to be in public administration, and a closely related field then becomes subjective. So I think that the caveat of in the public administration or closely related field should also be a preferred statement. And the same thing for the government one there, which is repeated. I think we should add experience in budgeting with a focus on cost control, experience in negotiations and communications and attention to detail.
Where do you want to add that?
In the minimum qualifications.
I feel like negotiations deals with, when you put that in there, it deals with union, but that's my interpretation of it. We don't have any union negotiations.
Well, I was thinking more along the lines of, you know, the phone contract and other contracts that the administrator has to deal with vendors and negotiate a deal for us.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Can we word that a different way?
No, that's fine. We can add that way. I mean, you can explain it when they come to interview.
Okay.
I thought those were pretty good starts. Put them together.
Definitely. So.
Yeah, I mean, I like it overall. In the essential functions and duties, I would like to mention there's an annual inventory that's required by the ORC.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we should put that in there. And then what I just said about working with the vendors to negotiate contracts. In the knowledge, skills, and abilities, again, I don't, public personnel management and administration, I like to take out the word public. I think if you have those skills, you have those skills.
Mm-hmm.
And the IT function, is this going to be a preferred section? What if the person doesn't have IT but has everything else?
Well, I mean, you can always hire, we need to hire somebody anyway for as our IT specialist.
Well, it could be this person, I'm just saying.
If they don't have it, would you want to, if they didn't have it, but they had everything else that was in the list, would you not want them?
No, I would still want them. This is not in the requirements section, this is in the duties section.
Mm-hmm.
Knowledge, skills, and abilities, sorry.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I'd say optional.
Just a second.
Or not even put it in, just ask me if they can do it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think it should be in as this is what we're expecting.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it should be under the essential functions and duties. And if they don't know it, they learn it.
They learn it.
What do you think about that? Can we move it to the essential functions and duties?
Oh, that's fine.
I also think that we should include a in that paragraph for the IT function, a disaster recovery plan. You know, what happens if a tornado comes through and we lose all the machines, or if we get hacked?
For IT.
Yeah, for IT.
Mm-hmm.
I think that you need an outside person.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you may just have to have the vendor on speed dial, but
mm-hmm.
if we get hacked, that's outside of anybody's scope.
Right, but we can create a plan that will give us a at least backup somewhere that we could just...
Oh, absolutely, to have... I see what you're saying. Not a backup. I understand. Not how to... get rid of the actual virus that's in there, but to recover our data.
Right, to recover it.
Okay.
Yeah, or have it backed up somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
On the physical requirements, the specific vision abilities, I include close vision and ability to focus. I don't understand what that is. Like, you... It seems like we're not assembling circuit boards here. I don't know why that's...
Did you find that in another...
Yes. That was
from another...
That was from one of the other...
Okay, I just don't know.
One
of
the other municipalities that are looking for the same thing we are.
Oh, okay.
Has this In fact, they have a requirement for also a diversity issue, which...
Well, I'm only asking about the vision.
I know, but there were some things that I didn't specifically put in, and some things I...
Shall we take this out? Are you okay with taking it out? I'm okay with taking it out. Is that what you wanted?
Yeah, I just don't see the point of it.
Okay, my next comment is in the zoning essential job function and duties. There's a line about two-thirds of the way down on the second page. It says updates and maintains a database of information for planning and zoning purposes. I think that we should add in that they update and maintain the zoning files as well. That seems to be a big piece
big
of
deal.
The...
It's a big deal.
...is making sure everything's filed correctly and that we can get to it quickly when another case comes up for that property.
Well, and do we want them to know to have the ArcGIS skill, or are we going to defer to Miami Valley Regional Planning Commission on that? Like, we have the software. Do we want this person to have that skill as well, or not? In which case, we should not... We should just get rid of the software. We just wouldn't replace it.
Well, the MVRPC offers training. Mike was going to go to that.
They do. They offer free training. I think there's one this
Thursday. Is that
Thursday.
In here? Is the GIS in here? I didn't even see that.
I didn't see GIS. ArcGIS. That's the name of the program that we have.
You want to add it?
Well,
if you're going to keep it, you should add it. If you're
absolutely.
Not going to keep it, then you should...
I think we should do those if we wait on the county only does them once a year,
Once a year.
Is that true, Beth? Once a year, right?
I don't know how often the county does it, but MVRPC will do it probably on a monthly basis if you send them, or a quarterly basis. I mean, they're not going to do it for one, but if you send them a packet of three or four, then they'll update them. And that's the database that... the county stopped, they bought new software, and they stopped updating their old software and had to make the change. I don't know where the county is right now on that. But they bought a different software, and it really wasn't compatible with the ArcGIS. Do you remember anything on that, Josh, specifically? I think the county bought a different GIS software. And
we
already
have the same one.
We don't
have ArcGIS, so that's why we
ours hasn't even been updated.
So. ArcGIS is what they use now.
Right, yeah. The county does?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And it's it's EZNet. No, never mind. I'm thinking of the work. Hold on. Yeah, it's with Dispatch. Because I have to use the same thing in Dispatch.
Okay. I think there was I think what we had and the county had were not the same. And so we went with ArcGIS because that's what MVRPC uses.
Yeah, that's what the county switched to.
Oh, they just switched to it. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, then maybe they only update every year. I don't know.
So for the list of the duties then, job functions and duties, can we just say ensure GIS updates are performed?
That's, that's great.
Do we want to specify a time or in a timely manner?
I just think that's part of it. That's not in an advertising for a job.
So skills available.
And then on the last page, we have to decide on the pay range. In the entry rate paragraph, it says excellent benefits including health, dental, and life insurance. Dental is not included, right? And vision.
They have the option to buy it,
right?
But it's not a part of the package, is it? I mean, everybody has the option to buy it here.
Right.
So
we should add vision then.
Mm-hmm.
And then the anticipated start date and the applications are due date.
When do you want to post it and have the applications back by?
What's the OP&F retirement plan? Isn't it OPRS? Is that Ohio? What is OP?
OPF
that's
is
the
Ohio
firefighters.
Yeah, that's not right.
We just take that out.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Well, I would say OPRS retirement plan.
I think we have that.
time we were looking for
I thought that was in here already.
Looking for the fire chief. You're not gonna have one to do both positions. Just gonna hire the
Yeah,
separate.
That was left over. Mm-hmm.
That was left over.
I thought it had the person here somewhere. Mm-hmm. Maybe not.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we changed that to mm-hmm. Opers.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of a salary range? Do we want to list a salary range or?
I have no idea what salary range is out there now. Have you guys looked at that? I think that you there's no sense in doing somebody whose salary range is 200 and we're not even like they're going to self-select out. So that would be good. I think there needs to be a range. I think people appreciate it when they're looking for a job. But I don't know what a going range is for administrators in townships of our size. So I would say to research that. I'm happy to research that if you want me to. And put that in. Kind of like a min and a max.
Yeah, if you want to do some research, I was just thinking maybe we, because we had two people doing it,
mm-hmm.
if we combine their salaries and have a plus or minus based
mm-hmm.
on that.
And that's fine, too.
But I don't know. Either we'll get a bunch or we won't. Or
well, the one.
That's going to be quite a bit of money.
The one we know is going to be well over 150 that applied already. He's going to be
Nobody's
well,
applied.
Well, the one that's
yeah.
sent in the paperwork.
Maybe he won't be interested.
Exactly. So.
I don't think we have that kind of budget.
Mm-mm.
So do you want to say 100,000 plus or minus? I don't like the plus or minus 10%. I prefer a range and then like speaking.
Yeah, I don't mean plus or minus. I mean that would determine the range,
mm-hmm.
whatever that
like
their two together was, and then
90,000 or
I don't know.
100,000?
I have to go look it up.
I'll do a little bit of research and I'll send it out. So.
Okay. So once we have the final, then. Is last time Beth, you wanted to give 3 weeks for them to apply.
Fair,
so
don't you think?
Post it, yeah, and then get 3 weeks, and that'll determine the dates. Okay.
So you're gonna post this on the Ohio Township Association site, or are you gonna LinkedIn? Where are you gonna?
Yeah, I'll find some sites like I did the fire. Like the fire chiefs
mm-hmm.
from that.
Mm-hmm.
Also, there's a couple of Facebook things that people in those jobs kind of propagated out.
Mm-hmm.
So, are we hoping this person? I'm assuming like let's just see that I can get you this pay range by Thursday. Or can we post this by next Friday? Do you think with an anticipated start date? Like those things need to be filled in. Are we hoping to post this by next Friday, and then that gets 3 weeks out?
I'd say probably a couple weeks.
So
we're going to be interviewing in between now and then too.
Yeah, for the fire chief's position. So if you did it within the next week and you only offered it up for 2 weeks, you could have them back in and by the next.
I can't
meeting,
do all that
in
2 weeks now.
So you're talking October.
August is a vacation month,
yep.
too. So
you're talking October then.
Okay, let's shoot for, like, we work on this the last, we have all this finalized
mm-hmm.
by the last day of the last workshop of August, right? That's the 27th or 6th or something?
27th.
Okay, and then we could post it that Friday, and even though that's, I think, a holiday weekend, but that's
it
okay.
It is.
Mm-hmm. That's okay. I mean, we're not asking
yep.
for it right then and there. And you give it 3 weeks, so that would be September 21st or something, probably.
Yeah.
Okay, so calendar, I don't know.
September 20th would be the Friday.
20th, okay. So 9:20 by 4:30 p.m. And our goal is to get this out by 8. Our goal is to get this out by August 30th, right?
Right. And then that would be the 20th.
We did go over it on the business meeting on the 27th.
Yeah. Yeah, but that gives time to. I mean,
it can be posted
sooner. But just saying, the goal is to be out by the 30th.
Mm-hmm.
And then the start date will be like October, probably closer to November.
Yeah, I would say closer to November. Like November, yeah.
Yeah, they may have to give notice where they're at.
Exactly.
So.
Yeah.
Is, you know, November 2024. Just
mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, the next discussion item is the personnel policies and procedures manual review. I propose
I think
that we
put that off for a couple
yeah
weeks.
That we push that to the
okay.
next meeting so that we can focus
still.
On the fire chief stuff tonight. So we'll just postpone to workshop. Okay, so next we're going to go into executive session. A and B there are the actual ORC words, rules. And so the motion is a motion to enter executive session, which is necessary to protect the possible investment or expenditure of public funds to be made in connection with the economic development project for the purpose to consult with an attorney regarding negotiations with other political subdivisions respecting requests for economic development assistance, and for the purpose to consider the appointment, employment, or compensation of a public employee or official. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
A second. A motion to move into executive session.
Thank you. Any discussion?
No.
Okay. Trustee Dick?
Yes.
Trustee Van Heeren?
Yes.
Trustee Reese? Yes. Time into executive session will be 7:57. We are not expecting a vote or any action after the executive session. Just letting you know. Okay, I'm going to turn off the recording.